Yeah, it seems to be. Tomorrow, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm Ross Clark, I'm multi-union chair for DL and Clydebridge. Yeah, well, approximately 11 o'clock march from DL up to the Ravenscraig, old Ravenscraig site, where the memorial statue is. Yeah, well, obviously, most people will be aware of the situation with the steel industry, so, you know, we're actually trying to get awareness, you know, keep the high profile, you know, we're hoping to protect our heritage and obviously to preserve the industry. It'll be weather today, you know, it's not, the weather forecast is not too good for the rest of the day, but, you know, yeah, well, we're more than hopeful. It's been well publicised, and the support from the community is actually, you know, it's very humbling, actually. Oh, well, it's just a progression of everything, you know. As I say, we're trying to keep this, you know, everything on the front foot. No, the parliament today was, you know, it was really good. It was very constructive, very positive. You know, the all cross party support. You know, there was a determination and a steel, you know, excuse the pun, you know, to succeed in finding a solution was, you know, I was blown away with it actually. Yeah. You know, we've got to keep the focus on retaining the industry in Scotland, the steel industry in Scotland. We have to keep people at. I mean, most of the people in Mull and the surrounding areas, Cambus, Lang, they all know. They always knew somebody or had some family or some association with the steel industry. And really, we just can't let that go to the wall. Yes. Well, it's quite a poignant, you know, they're an erection of a steel, you know, a monument there, just beside the entrance to where the new regional sports centre is. You know, I think it'll be quite poignant. Yeah, you know, a massive big steel works there that's been closed for over 20 years, and the surrounding area has still not been regenerated the way it was promised. So, you know, people will focus on that and see that this is what we're facing for possibly the next 20 years.
So, how is your campaign going overall at the moment? Has there been much progression?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of interest. We've been told there's a lot of interest, but obviously it's a very early stage, and, you know, we can't reveal, or, you know, we're not allowed to reveal, you know, some of the things that's confidential at the moment. But what I'm aware of is that there's a lot of people very interested. Oh, no, this is not just about the work, this is the full community, you know, the full support from everybody. I mean, political parties, the churches, model football clubs got involved as well, you know, this is a community base. People know that if we lose these industries, there's no coming back from it, you know. For their estimate, for every one steel, you know, hard job from the steel industry, there's another three jobs associated with it that could possibly be affected as well. No, well, it's just support, as I say there. I'm just very humbled by it, you know, put out and express, you know, sympathy. Yeah, but, you know, there's a determination there, as I said, to secure a buyer and keep the steel industry in Scotland going. Right. Oh, wait a minute, my phone's went in. This thing's been on.